Welcome back to the program. It's Monday. We are now past the most anticipated college football regular season game of 2013. At least coming into the season, it was. Another one may develop over the season. Alabama 49-42 in what looked like a grade A Big 12 game, beating Texas A&M and Johnny Manziel in dramatic style. And what a game it was. We'll talk about the numbers and the performances, as well as a number of other angles to that game, a minute with David Sears. Also, other games, other scores. Oregon waxed Tennessee 59-14 in the SEC. Kentucky was no contest for Louisville. Auburn with a dramatic last-second comeback to beat Mississippi State 24-20. And a number of other scores that we'll get into as well. As well as Mack Brown, 44-23. Ole Miss destroys Texas. And is it over for Mack Brown? We'll also discuss that. David Sears joins me now. And those of you who've been long listeners to this program know that Sears has been on many times with us in the past during football season and always brings great insight to the table. And Sears, it's great to have you back on.
Well, thank you very much for having me back on, bud.
Well, first off, your initial thoughts as you watched, no doubt, with great interest as your team beat Texas A&M in what was, I think, one of the most thrilling college football games I've ever seen.
It was a great college football game. It lived up to expectations. Alabama would win it close. When I originally thought it would be like a 4-point win, like a 28-24. Didn't have any idea they'd score that many points against each other. But it was very great TV for everyone. Yeah. CBS loved it. They had the big lead in the fourth quarter, and Texas A&M making the frantic comeback. Alabama using the same play they used against Auburn in 2009 to score the decisive touchdown. And the only people that didn't like this game were Alabama fans and Vegas people that had Alabama -9.5.
Yeah, I heard that it's estimated. Now, again, we don't have actual numbers, but it's estimated that $5 million in bets shifted by virtue of Johnny Manziel's last throw and catch touchdown there at the end to make it 49-42. That's a lot of money.
I mean, that is a lot of money, but I was absolutely impressed by the way Alabama's offensive line handled pressure all day. They kept A.J. clean. They didn't give up a single sack. They were able to open big holes. Alabama averaged a little over 6 yards a carry. T.J. Yeldon, aside from his one fumble at the goal line, had a magnificent game. A.J. was able to go through his regressions and get the open receivers. He looked like the quarterback everyone knew he was. I think he finally shed the game manager label after this game. I mean, he was absolutely outstanding, wins SEC Offensive Player of the Week this week. So, I mean, he is definitely growing into his own, and if he continues to win, we'll definitely be in New York come December.
Well, it was a pitcher's duel, and A.J. McCarron, as you mentioned, 20 of 29 for 334 yards and four touchdowns. Unbelievable. T.J. Yeldon had 25 carries, 149 yards, and a touchdown for Alabama. Also, Johnny Manziel, 28 of 39 for 465 yards, five touchdowns, but of course the two costly interceptions. And what did you make of Manziel's play?
Manziel did really well. He shined under the lights, and he's a gunslinger, so you know he's going to try to throw the ball in there. And that first interception he threw, I think he was just overconfident. He had just thrown that miraculous 12-yard pass that was actually a 45-yard pass. And I think he was trusting his arm, saying, I can get this in anywhere. And the second interception was just a great play. I wonder if it was that Gerard Powers that made the defensive effort that knocked the ball out of the A&M receiver's hand.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it could have been. I'm not positive.
And Vinny did a masterful job returning that. Vinny Sinceri, Juke, and Johnny Football was a very impressive move on his part. And, I mean, it was just a great effort there to contain Johnny Football and make him not beat you with his legs. I think they only gave up 92 yards rushing to Johnny Football, but man, Johnny Football had that nice little matchup there with Evans on the outside, and Alabama luckily was able to contain him for most of the game. But I think part of that was the defense had extra protection, but when Deion Blue hurt his toe, there was no extra protection, and they went back to exploding Cyrus Jones and John Fulton for the matchup there. But Alabama had a great offensive game plan and was able to put it all together. I'm thinking this Alabama team is definitely going to have a very good shot at going all the way again this year.
You mentioned Mike Evans, and Alabama had no answer for him on the edge whatsoever. His size was just indefensible for the Tide. He had 7 receptions for 279 yards, and, of course, that incredible touchdown pass where Manziel threw that 5 yards deep in the end zone, and Mike Evans was able to take it the distance of the field and score. And a lot of people thought, and I personally did, Sears, I don't know about you, if Alabama had not recovered that onside kick, I had no doubt in my mind that Johnny Manziel and Texas A&M would tie that football game and we'd be going to overtime.
I didn't think so. I felt that if Johnny Football had one more shot, Alabama was going to be able to keep him occupied and make him throw an incompletion. If you notice on that last drive that Johnny Football had, they just played contain with the defensive line to not allow Johnny Football to scramble around. And it was a great strategy. He was eating up 10 to 12 seconds per play while he waited for someone to get open. And then sometimes they'd get open, but they wouldn't get the first down, so the clock would continue running. Alabama did a great job of containing him. Yes, they gave up the touchdown, but they made him burn a lot of time in the process.
So we know where that game, how that game ended, and now Alabama moves on. A lot of people think their biggest test will come against LSU or the rest of the season, although Ole Miss looks to be a decent team. We'll see how formidable of a test they. That's 2 weeks from now. Alabama and Ole Miss. As far as A&M, they still have a shot, I think, if they can keep winning. A one-loss team, they're sitting at number 9 in the coaches' poll. Certainly not out of it by the end of the year, and if every other team loses, they could find themselves right back in it, and who knows, we could have another rematch, Alabama versus Texas A&M in Pasadena. Wouldn't that be something?
It would be amazing to have a BCS era and on another SEC rematch between Alabama and Texas A&M. You have to think the coaches and the Big Ten and pretty much everyone outside of SEC country would hate to see another rematch of SEC teams in the championship game. But Johnny Football and Kevin Sumlin said the right things. Alabama has had 2 losses the past 2 years. They've been able to still play for a national championship, so that's their goal now. Their new process is to just win out, and they can control their own destiny through winning games and hope that other people lose. So that part is out of their hands, but they can control themselves. And if they win, I could definitely see them going head-to-head with Alabama in Pasadena. And I remember the last time there was a big dynasty, a team from Texas ended that run in the Rose Bowl.
That's right.
We can see what happens.
Well, I can tell you one team it will not be, and that is the Texas Longhorns, which, of course, is the team you just referred to, beating USC in 2006. But my question to you is, where does this Texas team go now? I mean, is it over for Matt Ground, or can he beat Oklahoma or something and keep his job? And what's up with Texas?
Well, Texas's defense is a huge liability right now. They are giving up over 40 points in every game so far this season. They're not playing well against the run. They're not playing well against the pass. They fired Manny Diaz, and they replaced him. The new defensive coordinator had 3 days to put in a new defensive game plan. Didn't help. They still have a lot of Big 12 schools to play. They get to play Baylor. They get to play Oklahoma and West Virginia. And I just don't think that they're going to have a very successful year. DeLoss Dodd has said that Mac Brown is safe, that he's not going to be fired. But if the bandwagon continues to grow for fire Mac Brown and Texas A&M success continues to go well, and if they don't even make a bowl again, if they have another 5-7 season like they did in 2010, then there will be a lot of people wanting to get rid of Mac Brown, and DeLoss Dodd will have to, because you can't let your program continue to fall behind, especially in this day and age.
No, I agree. What about Auburn? They had a thrilling comeback, and I watched most of their game, actually, Saturday night, and Nick Marshall, the quarterback for Auburn, had a sensational night. He threw for 339 yards, which I think broke some kind of Auburn record. But on the last drive, he accounted for 85 of their 88 yards, was 6 of 8, with a touchdown, of course, passed at the end to Uzoma, which gave Auburn the victory 24-20 over Mississippi State. Where is this Auburn program right now?
I think this Auburn program is greatly improved from last year. They matched their win total of all of last year in the first 3 games. Nick Marshall coming into his own. I don't know if you know this, but he'd only been on campus for 5 weeks. They only said that, I think, about 28 times per quarter.
I've never heard that, Sears.
They have a lot of pieces there offensively. Defensively, they're still coming together. They were able to force that final three and out that got Auburn the ball back to set up the game-winning drive. So they're getting better. Will they compete? Yes. I don't know if they'll necessarily beat a lot of the upper echelon teams of the SEC this year. I don't think they'll beat LSU, Georgia, Texas A&M, or Alabama. I think that the best shot of those four, I think the best chance to beat would be LSU in Baton Rouge. I think they've got a really good chance of doing that because they seem to always play LSU tough. But I see them as a competitive team, maybe an 8-4, 9-3 season this year, end up in a Florida Bowl on New Year's Day. But I don't think they'll be quite there this year. Next year is going to be the big year for Auburn.
Well, it's only Monday, and Sirius is already starting the upset talk as Auburn plays at LSU this weekend. We'll see. I think it's very possible. I think you're right. We'll see. Well, Sirius, great to have you back on the show and looking at this Alabama A&M Titanic matchup last week, and I assume we'll talk to you some more throughout the season, but hope all is well with you.
Thank you very much, Bun. Love being on. You can have me on anytime you want.
I'm Jacob Bun, and we will see you later in the week, and of course we'll have all of our content up, and we'll see if any more breaking stories come out this week about any SEC programs. I tend to doubt it. Now, the big game is behind us, but we'll see. I'm Jacob Bunn, and we will see you on Wednesday. Take care.